Just so y'all know, they're all playing this. They're all playing their script, their role. There's movie. They were set up into the movies. Their cartoons and their movies. It's all a setup. Do you understand really what's going on? The whole system's trying to put you in fear and cognitive dissonance. Rogan, he's playing his role. David Icke is playing his role. Jones is playing his role. Politicians are playing their role. All the services, government services, they're playing their role. It's all a role. It's all a script. It's all a Gentile. If the god of this world is the devil, and look at all the news stations, they all have a cube. They have a rotating cube. Why do they have a rotating cube? Because you're in the cube in the flesh mind. They want you in the flesh mind. What's the Bible say? Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. They want you fighting and mad and angry and worried and provoked and harassed. And they want you in that little rotating cube so you never escape it. The only way you're going to escape the cube is by faith. Unfold the cube. You see the cross. You walk out of the 666 flesh mind. And you step into the spirit mind. I'm telling you the truth, people. I've never heard anybody else reveal what I'm revealing. The whole system, the whole Plato land, 666 clay experience is the flesh mind. Comparing yourself with one another, trying to rise up in a system, trying to fight the devil in your own strength. Only Jesus is going to take down the devil. The 501(c) is a part of it. You know David Icke's a part of it. Anybody who doesn't believe in a pre-trib rapture is a part of it. Because the Bible is clear, until he who letteth be taken out of the way, that Antichrist cannot be revealed till the church is called up. It's all scripted. It's all in Revelation. They're following the script. They're playing their red versus blue game at every level. You see it in their sports. Red versus blue in the sports. Red versus blue in the politics. It's all right in front of you. It's an act. It's a script. It's a projection. It's a hologram. It's a fractal. They are playing the role. Why do they keep going? Why do they keep doing it? Because they have to play their role. If you really sit back, cut off all the noise, all the music, cut people, just cut off the phone, don't talk to anybody, just spend a weekend and meditate on the whole thing. And your mind will start to open. Cut off all your noise, and God will start to open your mind, and he will show you that most people are connected to the hive and they don't even know it. They have to, you know, you'll eventually get to the point where you'll say, well, wait a minute, are they all working together? Or is the devil controlling them all? And it doesn't matter, either or, it doesn't matter. Are they working together? Yeah. Is the devil controlling them? Yeah. Did they choose it? Yeah, they sold their soul to the devil to rise up in the system. You can't get past 10,000 subscribers unless you're one of them. They limit you. They shut you down. When you start to go up towards 11,000, they start to attack you, the hive, they start to lie about you, everything under the sun. They will stop you. Because, look, if you're not part of the devil's hive mind, they don't think you deserve to rise up in the system. Do you understand? There's no way David Icke could have sold so many books and rose up in the system unless he was part of it. They like that. They want you to think. They want you to believe the Book of Enoch. They want you to believe the lies and twist Genesis 6. The sons of God slept with the daughters of men. It's no different than 1 Corinthians 7. Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. It's no different than Israel told, God told Israel not to go and take wives of the Gentiles. So the sons of God in Genesis 6 were not to marry a bunch of unsaved women. 1 Corinthians 7. Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers is pretty much what he's saying there. That's not the same chapter or that verse, but don't yoke up. But if you did marry, you know, either the unbeliever might get saved, who knows. But usually they don't. Once they reject the truth, it's hard for them to get saved. There's nothing new under the sun. Everything's a repeat. What happened in the first earth? People were mixing. There were mixing in marriages, and there was fighting, and there was disorder and chaos. And things were, the types and shadows of the creation were being destroyed, and God had to flood the earth. So the church, God is ready to judge this place right now, but the church is still here. So he can't really judge like he did in Genesis with the flood, because the next time it's going to be judgment by fire. And so he has to pull his church out. But the only reason the church is left here, to try to get some people saved. But once the last member of the body is saved, church is called up, goes to the Bema Seat of Christ for 7 years, and then there's tribulation on earth, the mid-tribulation saints, the ones that get saved during the tribulation, they cut their head off. Because think about it, they have to cut their head off, because if their thoughts are in the hive, tied to the hive, and they get saved, the Borg hive cube can't have the gospel. And so then you see the two witnesses, the 144,000, and at the second part of the tribulation, you see even the angels preaching the gospel, you know. You can fight all day long against the system, but that's what the system wants. If they have a cube, if they have a rotating cube on their channel, Fox News, CNN, whoever, if they have a rotating cube on their system, they're telling you that they're keeping you in the 666 flesh mind box. It's a box within a box within a box. They don't care if you're fighting or mad or discouraged or whatever. They don't want you walking by faith. They want you in the box because you reap what you sow. If you're angry, you're going to reap anger. If you're in fear, you're going to reap fear. Inside the cube, it's a mirror reflection. I know it's hard to understand, if only by the grace of God that he allowed me to see it. He had to knock me down. And he pretty much told me, not in an audible voice, but by his spirit, that people in my past cut him off. Blood, friends, everybody, because they can't hear me. They can't hear you. If you see past the red versus blue, if you see past the he said, she said, if you see past the denominational split, if you see past the 501(c)(3), if you see past the games, the political lie, you know, if you see past all of it, and it takes time. It don't happen overnight. Because the reason it doesn't happen overnight, because if you start to peel the onion layers off, it's so hard to believe that the whole thing is a setup. I mean, the corporations, the movies, the media, Hollywood, they're all in on it, people. They're all in on it. It's gaslighting to the hilt. The whole world You're being gaslit by the whole world. They didn't go to Mars. They didn't go to the moon. It's all impossible. It's a world without end. This whole thing is like a... It's like a... So when you're born, so in Adam we all die, right? So you're born in the flesh mind. So the flesh mind is what? Delusion. Flesh mind is fake reality. So you're born in, as you leave the fake reality, you're leaving Babylon, you're stepping into the truth. As you grow, other people, they don't want to leave Babylon. They love the lie. They love the fake reality. But as you unfold the whole thing, the Truman Show, the whatever you want to call it, as you, the Matrix, or whatever you want to call it, as you unfold the layers and peel them off, and you're like, what? It's hard to believe. It's so hard to believe. It's hard to even express it to people. I mean, why do you think they try to stress? Why do you think the corporations try to stress you out? Why do you think your church tries to stress you out? Better not miss a day of church. Why do you think the politics try to stress you out? Why do you think the media tries to stress you out? Why do you think some family members try to stress you out? Do you understand what I'm saying? They're all in on it. Whether it's an underground network or the devil's controlling them, it doesn't matter. They're still in on it. If they're trying to stress you out, they're in on it. Why wouldn't you want to bring somebody some peace? Why wouldn't you want to console somebody instead of stressing them out? They're all working together. It doesn't matter if they know it or not. It doesn't matter if it's a secret society. It doesn't matter, because the devil's behind it either way. It really is a matrix. And it's a matrix so big and so complex. I mean, the stratagems of the devil are real. You're actually like in Rome. Rome went to the whole world. The Catholic Church is in every country. Roman Catholic Church. Rome spread to the whole world. They say, oh, Rome fell apart and broke up. No. It spread to the whole world. You know it's true, because why does every nation have a flag? You know it's true, because why is the United States the one who's managing the money for the whole world? You know it's true because they're all working together. They have internet, 3 cables running under the sea to the other... to China and Japan. They're all connected on the internet. This whole thing is a script. It's all fake. You're striving for what? You're striving for something that's going to burn up. Instead of striving to get souls saved and win souls, you're striving for stuff that's just temporal. It's not eternal. It's all fake, people. It's all fake. All of it. When they show you people on the space station, do you really believe that? Really? When they show you a piece of a tin can on the moon, do you really believe that? And it's minus 400 and some degrees? Yeah, but they rotated it. Can't even rotate it on Earth. long story short, if there's stuff like Stirling engines, why don't they want it out there? There's free power. There's pressure engines. There's Stirling engines. There's all kinds of free power. It's all lies, people. It's all lies. And once you, and it's hard to stay motivated once you see it, you know, because your motivation was to do this. And then when you see through it, I mean, you say, well, why am I even motivated? This whole thing's a big fat lie, you know? So what you have to do is you have to come up with a new vision, and you have to be motivated because it's God is using this downcast, fallen time cube. It's a time cube. That's why the cube is rotating. When you look at Fox News and all of them, they have that rotating cube. Why is it rotating? It's a time cube. It's repeating every day. It's a repeat. It's a cube. It's a 666 flesh mind time cube. When I asked, I said, Lord, what is going on? He said, it is right in front of you. And he said it like, it is right in front of you. The next time I asked him, he said, it is right in front of you. Like he said, I told you once. The tone was, I told you once, I'm not going to change. And it is right in front of you. It is right in front of you. It. What is it? Information technology. What's in front of you? It's right in front of you. STUV. V is in front of you. V is the cut. It's a cutting machine. It's a separating machine. The letter V looks like a knife. The edge of a knife. It's a cutting machine. It's a Turing machine. It's cutting. It's separating the sheep from the goats. And not only is it in front of the letter U, but it's right in front of you, your eyes. So you look out and you're in your room, your living room, your whatever room. It's a box. Your car is a box. Your office is a box. The buildings are boxes. Amazon ships in boxes. Everything's a box. It's a cube system. Cube steak. You're going to be cut in the cube. It's a horror show. It's a horror show for the flesh mind, but it's heaven on earth for the spirit mind. Bill Gates is an actor. Warren Buffett's an actor. Rockefeller's an actor. Rothschild's an actor. Every nation, all the kings of the earth, they're actors. They're all part of it. They're trying to push you into the hive. They're trying to push you into the cube, confusion, cognitive. They're trying to take away your mind, your sound doctrine. They don't like your sound doctrine. They want you to believe stuff like the Book of Enoch and all that junk. They don't want you in the Bible. They don't want you to rightly divide the word of truth. They want you to run to Wiccanism and be a Wiccan or a warlock or something like that. These people are all working together, I promise you. All of them.